welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Hello, it is your time, so we need you to go get your blessing. I am Madeline Bass, and happy Memorial Day to all those who are out there, those who served and those who are serving, and even those who are getting ready to serve. We know we have a lot of kids graduating from high school, and they're more than likely going to join some service, Army, Navy, Air Force, or the Marines, and we just want to say thank you, those of you who have family members who have lost their lives, or even have family members who have served, and I have many, many in my family as well. So I thank my family for fighting for our freedom, the freedoms that we have, and I think we just take that for granted with all that is going on. We've lost sight that our freedoms, they are being taken lightly, and so we need to remember, those of you who are out there fighting and looting and rioting, remember, we have come so far, and do not send us backwards simply because a season or a moment in time has you in an angry place. Let's come together and realize that the power that we do have can also correct some things that are going on, such as voting. Go to the polls, you know, get people who are in office, out of office, sheriffs and who are sheriffing and you don't like how they're handling things. Get in there and vote, and vote those people out of office. We have a voice. We are strong enough, and we are there are many of us who can change that, and we can change it in more ways than just one. We have money. We have funding. We have school now, educating. You know, learn your history, learn what you're out there fighting for, and get the words that you need, the voice that you need to be heard. Even with what I'm doing, free blogs, you can get out there and express yourself, videos, of course, of positive. Let's change the situation, and let's make it greater. Now, and I've gotten on that soapbox, I'm off now, so we're going to get to the show. The show topic today is, are you who you are looking for? Are you who you're looking for in your business, in your ministry, in your organization? Would you like to have you on your team? Who are you looking for? And let's see what we can do to grow your vision. What are some questions that you can ask yourself, even if you can ask others or individuals who are looking to join your organization, business, or even your ministry? Ask yourself first, because that's where it starts. Is with you, and who you are, who you attract. You do know that, right? So these are seven questions that I believe will really be great. I want to go through the questions first so that you can write them down, and then, of course, we'll go through each one quickly because time is moving on. It's storming here, and I'm going to be talking probably even faster than I normally do. But first question is, who do I need on my team? Board members, sponsors, mentors, et cetera. Question two. Can I financially maintain the organization without backing? Backing meaning banks, loans, savings, that type of thing. Question three, am I open to outside suggestions or ideas? Those are inputs to what you have going on. Four is, what is the target audience for my ministry, organization, or business, if not all three? Question number five, I lost my place. Question five is, what kind of training will I need or is needed in order for me to become diverse? You need to have some of everything. Do you do I have the tools to do so, and can I operate them by myself? Can I do them on my own? And the last question, number 7, is am I successful with event planning? Because that's going to be key too. So let's start with number 1. Who am I, and do I need me on my team? Now, I need board members, which means, first of all, I can't do it by myself. You may start out along with your vision, but as you grow and as you're getting ready to launch it, you're going to realize that you need other people. You're going to need a financial advisor if you're not great at that, someone to sponsor you with the funding. Of course, we're going to get into that next, but mentorship, you know, other people who can help you when maybe you can't be there, maybe some type of events that you plan or schedule, which is something else we'll get into down the line. But am I who I need on my team? You know, do I need me? And what part of that board membership do I fall in? If I can't be the president, the CEO, CFO of my organization because I don't know those things, then you're going to need someone in place that you trust that can handle those positions, because you need someone who takes notes, who is a really great note taker, who keeps up with everything. You're going to need a bookkeeper. You're going to need a president, vice president, because if you're going to be a nonprofit, these are positions that's going to be needed to be filled. You're going to need an individual who can write a grant, a grant writer, someone who can research those grants through the certain portals that they give you in order to find that free money. And then, of course, mentors are individuals who can help in training in those areas that won't charge you for doing so. Sponsors who will be able to also do the same will be willing to contribute financially, and that goes into number 2. Number 2 says, can I financially maintain the organization without backing? Now, there may be individuals out there who have money, who are generating a nice sizable amount of money. Well, guess what? You have to pay taxes on the income that you're generating. Even if you're a business owner or you're a home-based business, if you're generating enough income, which is a substantial amount over $25,000, then I would suggest that you would contribute in your business by donating, by looking at how much you owe in your taxes, and start giving that into nonprofit organizations. If you're not a nonprofit yourself, but look towards, you know, donating that money to other organizations, Relay for Life, churches, you know, paying your tithing, planting a seed in another ministry of some sort. But you want to make sure that that money is given into charity, because that's a tax write-off for you. The next is number 3 is what we're talking about is, am I open to outside suggestions? Which is, if you're listening to this show, that answer will be yes. But also if you have friends and family who can offer you advice on how to operate your organization, your business, your ministry, if there's the individuals who can help you, especially in ministry, you probably have a pastor who is going to help you with your ministry because it's his vision that you're going to fall under. And then, of course, what God gives you in order to operate it, you would still have to talk to your pastor or your ministry leader who is running that, who is over that. So you want to make sure that you be open-minded and be willing to get that outside training, even going to other churches, other events, webinars, and teleseminars, such as phone calls that you'll get on and to check into some things for yourself. Your target audience, who are you? Who is your audience? Are you doing single, women, youth, married? There's all types of different audiences, medical field, or, you know, with me, I have so many different other businesses and services to offer. So my audience is broad. So I can do residential, I can do home, I can do healthcare, I can do gym, doctor's offices, businesses, hotels, schools. It doesn't matter because the services that I have to offer will be able to help everyone. You know, I have real estate agents. So all of these things you need to keep in mind. So the broader your audience, that means the more people you're going to have to help, because you need someone who can be able to answer questions in each area that you're having to offer. So especially if it's a ministry, you're going to definitely need a young person, not necessarily a child, but like someone young that can be able to mentor with you and be your prodigy. Or you can have someone who's single, you can have a married couple, even someone who's married. But, you know, more than likely you want to have that team, because that will be helpful for you. Then number five, because it is thundering really, really bad. I know I sound like I'm distracted, but it's because I am. It's pretty bad here. But I want to get these in for you. Number five is, what kind of training will you need in order to be diverse? So, you know, it would be good to have someone who speaks Spanish. With us, we've gone to the Philippines, so it would help if we could have someone who speaks the language of everyone. We're there, French. We're in Canada. So Spanish, even English, you know, so wherever you are going to have your ministry, you need to be able to have someone who's going to be able to translate the information or make sure that your business offers that English, that language for them, okay? The number six is, do I have the tools to do so with everything that I have, which I mentioned with your back office, those of you who do home-based businesses, make sure your business is able to have your presentations in different languages so that you don't have to all the time be looking for someone. This is a outside input that you can use in order to grow your business organization or ministry. It just helps to be able to be diverse. It helps. You want to be able to talk to someone who doesn't have a lot of money. If you have money, you want to be able to talk to someone who has money if you don't have a lot of money. So you want to be able to be informed, and to be informed is to be educated. A lot of people feel like that educated people are the only ones who can be successful. Educating yourself and having the knowledge, that's educating yourself to do your due diligence and knowing what you're talking about. That's educated in what you're doing, your ministry, your business, your organization, whatever it is that you're doing. Then, of course, you know, of course, the tools to be able to do that. And it helps to have other people that can help you. As you know, last week I had to have my friend Tanya Jackson to let me know if they could hear me, if you could help me hear me. So she's texting, she's listening, she's contributing, she's helping me. She's also a part of Relays for Life. She has her own book that's out and it's called Home. We're going to be able to push forward with that soon. She's willing to learn, and I'm learning from her. So there are things that we do to balance each other, and that's that outside help, that outside input. So the tools that you need, are you able to operate those, not just by yourself, but are you willing to teach others that they will be able to help you? And last but not least is, are you a successful event planner? Because without an event, it's really, really hard for you to push forward with anything, whether it's an online event or whether it's a physical event at a building. Now, the physical for is going to be more work because you need multiple individuals to be able to help you follow that thing through. You need someone who's going to stay on top of the building, someone who's going to have the food or catering if you're going to get that done, someone who's responsible for the money, maybe sitting at the door doing the raffle tickets. If you got door prizes, someone who can handle that. Printout information that you need to be gathered, sponsorship, vendors. You're going to have someone who's going to have to do everything for you, okay? So you don't be bogged down with everything. You can focus on the event itself. So I did it. We're about 2 minutes left. But I just want to say thank you. I hope you're having a safe Memorial Day. Those of you who are cooking out there, you know, could have brought soup to a plate. That's okay. But anyway, I thank you once again for joining me, and I hope that you will listen in on Wednesday to So Real with Madeline Will and Keep It Real Daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So grow you, know you, and continue to out the vision that you're having in store. Listen to the voice of God and be positive and confident in what He has for you. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.